Here's another miniature poem. This one is called Thumbelina, and it's the Thumbelina from Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale. Thumbelina, poor sleeping child, swaying in the hammock of a leaf, nested in my left hand that whole summer of my seventh year, her skull just the size of my thumbnail, her bird heart ticking against my pulse. Only a child, I was an only child, small for my age, but a giant towering over a clump of crabgrass. A belly button in the dirt, the anthill was the slave plantation I oversaw. Ants laboring in the fork-raked furrows, hoisting bulging sacks of cotton, crumbs 20 times their body weight. To be a giant, you must learn to step softly, carefully, so as not to hurt the working earth. That year in school, I was learning facts about the Civil War. The backyard thundered with my mother's yelling. "Shh, don't wake the sleeping Thumbelina," I'd whisper into my left hand. A spongy puffball was her umbrella, the world was my oyster, and I its pearly irritation. My mother yelled. "Don't hurt the sleeping child," echoed the shell of my left hand. At home, I was learning to tell time. Each night when I tried to sleep, I heard the alarm clock's jeweled movements, 17 diamond planets on sawtooth wheels orbiting a ruby sun. But something else was ticking in another part of the Milky Way. A cloud spasm in the utter darkness, something else was swimming into the galaxy. Who could imagine anything so foolish as a child the size of a thumb, a replica, a shrunken opposite, a speck of sand that no amount of wishing could dislodge? Inside my mother's body, a girl child already as big as a lima bean was growing. But the child I carried with me, who slept the sleep of a speechless animal, I carried for my own protection. I never raised a hand against my mother, because the hand can crush what it protects.